I'm Vera Chemtov, a friend of Nelly, instructor of Hebrew language and literature, and coordinator of the Center for Jewish Studies, co-director of the center. I just finished going over the RSVP list for the annual Jewish Studies social gathering, and Nelly's name was not there. Nelly was always there. She was part of almost every big lecture or event at the center for as far as I can remember. I look now at the crowd here, and I recognize a lot of people, friends and colleagues from the LCL, from the Language Center, friends of Jewish Studies. When I saw you together in the past, Nelly was always also there. So her absence is already extremely present, and this place feels somehow empty without her. The Hebrew poet Yehuda Amichai wrote, "Forgetting someone is like forgetting to turn off the light in the yard. It stays on all day, and that means also remembering by the light." I met Nelly almost 20 years ago at Stanford as a student in her intensive reading French class. Nelly was one of the most memorable teachers I had in grad school. She was one of those teachers that make you realize that good education is not necessarily about the latest technology or a detailed syllabus. Sometimes it is first and foremost about role models, about the personality of the teacher. Nelly had a brilliant, sharp mind, and so her explanations were always clear and to the point. She was down to earth and focused on what really mattered. There was no hiding behind the bush with her, no nonsense. She listened to us attentively and generously in a way that made you feel you had to do your best to be worthy of her true interest in you. This combination of extreme kindness and yet high expectations from herself and from others made her students always want to excel. Throughout the years, Nelly became not just a teacher, but also a colleague and a mentor, and later a loving friend. These same qualities, the deep interest in others, the endless curiosity, the positive thinking, the integrity, and her wonderful smile were part of each and every interaction with her. But more than anything, Nelly taught me how not to forget. In the last few years, I had an opportunity to work with her on finding funding for completing her movie about her Holocaust experience. I was astonished to see how it was not anger or revenge that motivated Nelly to tell her story, but her enormous gratitude and love for the people who saved her and her sister Mina. This was her way of teaching us how to turn on the light in order not to forget darkness. We will miss Nelly, but she will continue to be part of the Center for Jewish Studies and the French language programs. Following her wish, Stanford will have two Nelly Langmuir Awards, one for excellence in the study of French and the other for the study of Jewish history and the Holocaust. The first prize will be awarded on April 28th at a special screening of the movie in Wallenberg Hall here at Stanford. I remember very clearly the last time I saw Nelly. I remember her holding my hand and saying goodbye. I remember looking at her and thinking how unbelievably and incredibly pretty she was.